to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is the 10th in a series of podcasts on the challenges of vending technology. We have with us Terry Starnes Bryant, president of Microtronic US. Terry is going to give her reaction to a previous podcast by a vending operator who doesn't believe in the economics of credit and debit card readers. This operator did a study claiming that sales have to increase by 30% for the operator to break even on the credit card reader. Terry, what is your reaction to this claim?
I agree with the operator in the fact that if he is going strictly with credit cards, he is going to have to increase his prices exponentially to cover the fees. With the Microtronic system, we do not have that. Our system is a closed-loop system that is typically geared towards manufacturing facilities, office buildings, prisons, post offices, that type of thing, where you have a somewhat captive audience or the same typical users every day. And with our system, the money can be loaded by the user anytime at a vending machine or a separate loading station that we have the credit card capabilities. But with our system, we have seen almost guaranteed an increase of sales of 15%, keeping the existing prices and only offering cashless. People tend to think of our media as somewhat like a credit or debit card because they can use it without having to insert it into the machine. Ours is completely contactless, so there's no moving parts. There's nothing to break down. So it's a much more impulse purchase. So it increases sales. We have seen it up to even 30% of increased sales. And we have no back-end fees. If the operator feels like they must have credit card application, we have a credit card loading station. In that scenario, the credit card loading station, the price that is loaded or the value that is loaded to the Microtronic media is determined between either the operator themselves or the operator and the account. And when the customer swipes their card to load it onto the Microtronic media, it would be typically a $10, $15, $20 load every time. There's no PIN or anything like that. So the higher the card swipe, the lower the credit card fees go down. Right now we're using Apriva, but the operator can use whomever they want to. But with Apriva, they have offered us as low as a 2.5% processing fee.
And that's strictly for loading the value onto the card.
Exactly. Strictly for value, loading the value using a credit card. And again, the customer can use cash. They can use, if the operator wants to allow loading at any, typically any vending machine, there's a few of the older drink machines that they're just not equipped to be able to have that in their board, their control board. But most all of the snack machines, coffee machines, food machines, that type of thing, the customer can actually load value there. They can load using bills or coins, depending on how the operator has it set up.
Okay. Well, that concludes the 10th Vending Technology Challenge podcast. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.